Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is to take a look at what is happening with the Republican Party right now and the struggle for the presidential nomination and the struggle for the party's future. CPAC, which has normally been stage one, the center of attention, not just stage one, but an entire three-ring circus. Well, not so much this year. It's a one-ring circus, and all of those rings have to do with Donald J. Trump. There's also his pal from Brazil, the former president, somewhat disgraced former president because his supporters were involved with sacking the Brazilian House of Congress, the Brazilian Executive Mansion, and the Brazilian court building. They did hit all three. Jair Bolsonaro is going to be speaking at CPAC. So what is going on? And why is it that with this going on, there are powerful conservatives like Ted Cruz, who has decided not to run for president. He's going to go instead and concentrate on running for re-election to the U.S. Senate. But today, Ted Cruz is in a major verbal battle with the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. We'll play you some of those highlights because, look, the one thing about Ted Cruz is he can be very formidable in confrontation. That's why a lot of people were so disappointed that he didn't do better in the debates in 2016, when you may remember he was running against Donald J. Trump, and not so successfully. We will also be speaking with Ilhan Bremmer on the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war and where we are going from there. And also, what exactly is going on in Israel, where they just had some police violence, not against Palestinians, but against Israeli Jews who were protesting about the attempts at judicial reform by the Netanyahu administration, which seems to be coming apart at the seams, having a difficult time. We will get to that and get to a difficult time in Chicago for Lori Lightfoot. Remember Lori Lightfoot? Elected, she won all 50 wards of the city. She won every section of the city last time, 4 years ago, when she got elected. And she was very proudly the first black lesbian mayor of the city of Chicago. Well, no longer. She didn't even clear the primary. She finished a very distant third. And the big issue? The big issue, crime and policing. And we will get to that. And we'll also get to the funny behavior of American consumers. Peter Coy has written a column about how, despite inflation and despite the high prices that people are asked to pay for just about everything, Americans are spending like crazy. Why exactly is that going on? And then again, who is coming to CPAC and who is not? And why is it that that Ron DeSantis has decided to make war not on his fellow candidates for president, and he looks more and more like he will be a candidate for president. He's just released a brand new book about his life and about his record in Florida and putting up Florida as a model for the rest of the country. But aside from that, he's making war on Disney. He has a powerful piece today, Why I Stood Up to Disney, with a picture of the Magic Kingdom, not a picture of Ron DeSantis. That appeared in the Wall Street Journal. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Today, Merrick Garland stood up before, or actually sat down before, a Senate committee, and he was talking about the two separate special counsels, one who is looking after President Trump and his problem with classified documents and his problem with a deep involvement with the January 6th riots that sacked our Capitol building. And he's also answering questions about abortion and more. There was a particular concern with Ted Cruz, on the part of Ted Cruz, who just was a bulldog going after Merrick Garland. The concern about Ted Cruz was efforts to make sure that justices were actually protected after the all controversy emerged after the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade. And this is Senator Cruz. This is a tape from NBC. Just happened moments ago. Senator Cruz shouting at the DOJ leader, the Attorney General of the United States, for sitting on his hands rather than doing more to protect the justices of the Supreme Court. Listen.
And the Department of Justice under this president was perfectly happy to refuse to enforce the law and allow threats of violence. And as you know, those threats finally materialized with Nicholas Roski, a 26-year-old man from California who traveled across the country, was arrested outside the home of Justice Kavanaugh, armed with a handgun, a knife, and burglary tools. And he said he came there to kill Justice Kavanaugh because he was enraged by the leaked opinion. Now, of course, you're prosecuting that individual for attempted murder. But did you bring even a single case to enforce this law, or did the Department of Justice decide this law doesn't apply if it's harassing justices for an opinion we don't like?
When the Dobbs draft was leaked, I did something no attorney general in the history of the department had ever done before. For the first time in history, I ordered United States Marshals 24/7 to defend every residents of every justice.
Well, Garland, as a judge, you're familiar with asking counsel to answer a question.
I am answering.
Has the Department of Justice enforced this statute? Have you brought a single case against any of these protesters threatening the justices under 18 U.S.C. Section 1507? Have you brought even one?
Senator, you asked me whether I sat on my hands, and quite the opposite. I sent 70 United States Marshals.
Let me try again. Has the Department of Justice brought even a single case under this statute? So yes, no question. It's not a give a speech on the other things you did.
The job of the United States Marshals is to defend the lives
of the justices. So the answer is no.
It's to defend the lives of the justices, and that's their number one priority.
Why are you unwilling to say no? The answer is no. You know it's no. I know it's no. Everyone in this hearing room knows it's no. You're not willing to answer a question. Have you brought a case under this statute, yes or no?
As far as I know, we haven't, and what we have done is defended the lives of the justices with over 70 U.S. Marshals.
How do you decide which criminal statutes the DOJ enforces and which one it doesn't?
The United States Marshals know that they have full authority.
I recognize you want to give a separate speech.
No, I don't want to.
Yes, Senator Cruz can be fairly aggressive and fairly effective. Look, I am not sure that this is an issue that is going to bring down either the Biden administration or the Attorney General or the Department of Justice, but it certainly will advance Senator Cruz, who is not one of those people who is speaking at CPAC. Who's also not one of those people speaking at CPAC, Ron DeSantis. Why has he been fading recently in some of the polling about the presidential campaign? We will get to that, and we will get to much more about the economy, the state of our politics, and world affairs. Will we go another full year of war in Ukraine, with the U.S. providing the same kind of generous support we have provided for the Ukrainians? That and much more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, the grilling of Attorney General Merrick Garland continues with the Senate Judiciary Committee. What's fascinating about this is that it was supposed to be the House that was going to be very, very tough on Biden and members of the Biden administration, because that's the one where the Republicans took over. You may remember that the Democrats actually gained in the U.S. Senate. They now actually control the Senate, not through Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, but they gained because they have one more vote, because they knocked off basically Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania. Now, of course, they don't really have that vote active right now because John Fetterman's in the hospital, which is a different story. And it is very unclear whether he will serve out his 6-year term. But we will see about all of that. But the point being that this is a Democrat-controlled committee. And yet, boy, the NBC News reports Attorney General Merrick Garland's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday grew heated when Republican lawmakers grilled him on the prosecution of protesters on both sides of the abortion fight. The Republican ire was focused on two fronts, that the Department of Justice had not charged a single protester under a statute that makes it a crime to protest outside a Supreme Court justice's home, and that separately a Pennsylvania anti-abortion demonstrator had been charged under federal law. Then there was also this. You may remember that it was months ago that the Republicans began targeting the DOJ about taking complaints from school boards and saying that there was a problem with school boards being endangered in this country because of parents protesting against the school boards. And the idea that they were somehow claiming that parents were the equivalent of terrorists or were comprising a danger to the duly elected members of school boards was something that Merrick Garland did not acknowledge, and he did not believe that that was actually what he had done, despite the fact he had written a letter and sent a letter out to various school boards inviting them to invoke the Justice Department to try to protect them from angry parents. So speaking of angry, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, he wanted to go back to that golden oldie and did so in his normal bravura style. This is clip 19.
Didn't you understand the chilling effect that it would have to parents when you issued your directive, when you directed your criminal divisions and your counterterrorism divisions to investigate parents who were angry at school boards and administrators during COVID?
So, Senator, if you just give me a moment to put full context, I did not do that. I did not issue any memorandum directing the investigation of parents who were concerned about their children. Quite to the contrary, the memorandum that you're talking about says at the very beginning of the memorandum that vigorous public debate is protected by the First Amendment. And the kind of concerns that you're talking about, are, as expressed by parents, are, of course, completely protected. The memorandum was aimed at violence and threats of violence against a whole host of school personnel. It was not aimed at parents making complaints to their school board.
does not actually settle this matter. And it does not appear that there has been any Justice Department action against parents who complained before school boards. But that doesn't prevent the Senate from going over Merrick Garland with a certain amount of gusto. And speaking of a certain amount of gusto, the CPAC is opening up, and normally it's a 4-day festival of, well, again, I was trying to count how many CPACs I've been to, and I think it's 9. It's been a lot of them. And one of my most memorable professional experiences ever occurred at one particular CPAC where Al Franken, to show you how long ago it was before he was elected to the U.S. Senate, he was another talk show host. And Al Franken, who I've known for years and years and years, going back to Hollywood days, I'd seen Al with a booth set up at CPAC, and I was about to go on the air. He was going off the air, so I said, "Hey, why don't you come over? And we can have a little dialogue. We'll get into it, Al, and get into it on the air." And he said, "Sure." And it's an aisle with different shows set up, and there are different tables set up and microphones and things like that, and people wandering around and sometimes stopping here and listening there. And I thought Al Franken on Michael Medved, this would be, I'll tell you exactly which election this was. This was the election of 2004. That's how long ago it was. So Franken comes over and sits down with me, and we start arguing about John Kerry. And he was, Al Franken was a very big supporter of John Kerry. I was a very big supporter of President George W. Bush. And Al Franken talks very heatedly against a guest I had just had on who had served with Kerry in Vietnam and had real questions about the fact that Kerry was decorated and the possible use of political influence to get him so decorated for his Vietnam service, when a lot of the people who served alongside him were very critical of Kerry, and not just because of his political position or his activities in Vietnam veterans against the war or any of that, but because they thought he was not that effective as the captain, as the commander of a swift boat. In any event, so I was defending the criticism of Kerry, who was running for president at that point, and that anything about, and I still believe this, that the presidency is such a huge responsibility, and so much of the success or failure of a president involves questions of character. I thought it was perfectly legitimate to question John Kerry's character and whether he had exaggerated his service or his service had been fully honorable, that sort of thing. In any event, Franken blew up. And when I say blew up, this is live radio, and this had never happened to me before. Yes, I'd been interrupted by parrots a couple of days ago, and we were in Mexico. We got back last night after midnight, but glad to be here. So I'll finish that story of CPAC later, because first we have Ilan Berman joining us on the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war, on the Iran deal, Iran being 12 days away from a nuclear bomb, the U.S. Department of Defense says, and what's going on in Israel and the West Bank. That and more coming up with Ilan Berman.
The Michael Medved Show.
With all due respect, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's back in East Palestine, Ohio, taking a personal look at the work to remove waste from around the site of that freight train disaster. And Ohio's two senators have introduced a bill to put new safety requirements on freight trains that carry hazardous materials. Praise and a promise from President Biden to the people who work at the Department of Homeland Security on the 20th anniversary of its founding.
We're going to keep making sure you have the resources you need to do the job, because your job is so expansive across the board.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications to buy a home fell by 6% last week. The 30-year fixed rate now hit 6.7%. Delta Airlines pilots have approved a new contract with big raises. A new FTC report says we lost nearly $9 billion last year to fraud, about one-third more than fraud losses in 2021. Rich Johnson, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a one-year anniversary, just a few days extra, of the Ukraine war, the war that began with the unprovoked invasion of a sovereign nation by the newly resurgent Russian Empire. Is it really? We will get to that. Also, the idea that we are 12 days away from a nuclear weapon for Iran, according to a top U.S. Defense Department official. And plus, what is exactly going on with Israel, with now not just massive demonstrations involving Israeli citizens, a part of Israel's Jewish majority, who are demonstrating against the current government, but a nasty confrontation with police violently cracking down on a protest in Israel. To speak about all of that, Ilan Berman, who knows something about Iran, Israel, Russia, Ukraine, and more. He is the senior vice president of the American Foreign Policy Council and a columnist for Newsweek and a frequent guest, I'm proud to say, of this show. Ilan, first of all, this is a one-year anniversary. Do you think we will be celebrating a two-year anniversary with a same indecisive, unsettled, ongoing, and unpredictable result that we've had in these first 12 months?
Well, I think it's a good question. I certainly hope not, but I think all signs are pointing to the fact that the Ukraine war is shaping up to be a protracted conflict, and it's doing so on a couple of fronts. First of all, it's very clear that the Russian strategy has now shifted to an attrition strategy. Vladimir Putin believes that, you know, through this slow grinding process, he can take small chunks of Ukrainian territory, sort of culminating in a decisive piece of Ukrainian territory that will really shift the tide of the battle. He's also, I think, wagering on the fact that the longer the conflict goes on, the more likely he is to see cracks in the Western alliance and cracks in the solidarity that Europe and the United States have displayed so far in support of Ukraine. So I think the Kremlin's thinking is that, you know, despite whatever they say publicly, you know, the situation ain't great, but it has the potential to get better. You just have to sort of to be all in, and you sort of have to double down on your bad hand.
You mentioned in one of your most recent columns that the Ukrainian official estimate of the number of Russians killed in action is 146,000. The United Nations say that it's 60,000 Russians who have died. If that smaller number is accurate, that means Russia's lost four times as many forces in 1 year of war in Ukraine as it did during 10 years of occupation in Afghanistan. Can Russia afford to continue this level of killing and expenditure and depletion of their weapons systems? Can Russia continue to afford going on at that rate indefinitely?
Well, not, certainly not at this rate, and especially if that higher number is even close to accurate, what you're looking at is something approaching 10 times the sort of the human toll of a decade of proxy war against Islamic militants from the 70s into the 80s, and this is not a, by any metric, this is not a sustainable bleeding of the Russian armed forces, especially since it's very clear that the Russians are having trouble both in terms of sort of mobilizing domestic contingents, and you know, here I think it's necessary to understand that Vladimir Putin's redoubled sort of winter offensive, which is now underway, it's been very underwhelming. It's been very underwhelming because, at least so far, the Kremlin hasn't done another call-up order for another mobilization order for new conscripts. And it hasn't done that because the costs of the last one, the one that Vladimir Putin enacted in September, were so high. Somewhere between 500,000 and 1 million Russians have left Russia in the last year, most of them leaving after the call-up in September. So I think what Vladimir Putin is trying to avoid doing is doing another call-up that's going to sort of, you know, force the Russians to go even more than they have already with their feet and to sort of to expand the exodus out of the country. If that's the case, I think that the human sort of situation within Russia becomes really, really difficult, and it becomes even more difficult for him to maintain his hold on power. But I think his plan is, at least for the moment, is to sort of to muddle through. And he doesn't mind throwing convicts, and he doesn't mind throwing mercenaries into this meat grinder that is sort of the military conflict in the east of Ukraine. Whether he can sustain that for a long period of time, I'm not sure. And I think the Ukrainians are wagering that he can't.
And what about the Russian wager that the United States and our allies will not maintain our solidarity? We have an election coming up. There are increasing voices, particularly in the Republican Party, I'm ashamed to say, that are questioning our commitment to Ukraine, our commitment to this cause of right and the struggle of right and wrong. But the other day, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Mike Rogers of Alabama, who's been pretty supportive of our policy in Ukraine, turned over his question period to with a State Department official to Andrew Clyde, who has been a very much a critic of American support for Ukraine. Can we maintain in this political atmosphere that we're about to get engulfed in here in the United States the kind of solidarity that Ukraine really requires to survive?
Well, listen, I think that's probably the key question. And, you know, I just got back from, you know, an extended field study in Europe, and I was struck by, you know, all over Eastern Europe and Scandinavia, you have this real clear understanding of the existential nature of the threat. You know, the bear is at the door. There's an understanding that, you know, revived Russian imperialism is a threat to all of the, not just Ukraine, but to all of the territories of the former Soviet Union. And the Russians are actively trying to revise the post-World War II status quo in Europe. And unfortunately, I think it's that argument is far less clear here in the United States for a whole host of reasons, you know, because we're separated from the conflict by a large ocean, because, you know, we haven't spent as much time as the Europeans have studying the contemporary Russian threat whatever it is. But, you know, we are now caught in what I find, unfortunately, a very toxic political cycle where we, you know, as a Republican as well, you know, I have to say, you know, we Republicans have gotten into this reflexive position where we don't support Ukraine as much as we should just because the Biden administration supports it. And you can have arguments with the Biden administration about what they're providing aid to Ukraine for, but I think we should never lose sight of the fact that what this fight is actually about is it's not just about Ukraine. It's about Russia as an existential danger to the West.
And speaking about existential dangers to the West, what about the idea that Iran, according to a top U.S. Defense Department official yesterday, said Iran's about 12 days away for making his first nuclear bomb? Do you credit that? We will get to that in a few moments. If you can hang on for a few minutes more,
sure.
We will be right back with Ilan Berman. He is the Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council and a columnist, as I am, for Newsweek, which is a great place to get a great variety of opinions. We'll also talk about Israel and the domestic quarrels in Israel, and how does that impact Israel's ability to protect itself from an Iranian threat and to respond as necessary. We will be right back with Ilan Berman coming up on the MedVed Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with Ilan Berman of the American Foreign Policy Council, where he is senior vice president. He has just returned from a fact-finding tour of Europe. And Europe, of course, the center of a devastating war between Ukraine and Russia, where on both sides, the total number of casualties, the total number of people killed, is certainly over 100,000. And some people would say much, much more than that. Meanwhile, the dangers could be incalculable if Iran does, in within 12 days, according to a U.S. Defense Department official yesterday, it can collect enough fissile material to create its first nuclear bomb. What should, could, must the United States do about that situation?
Well, so I think it's an interesting question because I think that timeline, at least partially, is a bit artificial. And the reason I say that is because we've been hearing estimates like this for a long time. And the operative thing to think about when we hear about Iran's nuclear maturity is, first of all, it's necessary to understand that what we're looking at is a failure of American policy, right? The Biden administration, when it came into office, it spent a lot of political capital and a lot of time talking about the fact that President Trump's maximum pressure against Iran, which had curtailed Iranian oil exports, had really drawn down Iranian foreign exchange reserves, was a failure, and we needed to reengage. And by reengaging, we would really bring Iran to the table, and we would slow down their nuclear effort. Nothing of the sort has happened, right? We're 2 years into the Biden administration's reversal of policy, and there's not really any evidence that the Iranians are prepared for any sort of meaningful negotiations. And so the nuclear clock is ticking, I think, very loudly. The operative question is whether Iran has made a strategic decision to create a nuclear weapon. There's no evidence that it has as of yet, but it's very clear by any metric, and it's been clear for some time, that Iran's ability to do so is progressing, and it's progressing despite the fact that the White House is trying, sort of has tried repeatedly to engage them diplomatically. So the operative question here is, what can be done about it? And, you know, I think you're beginning to see more and more serious stirrings in places like Jerusalem, where Israeli officials have been talking for a long time about the need to act independently, to act militarily against Iran, to prevent Iran from going nuclear. But I think those conversations are becoming, at least in my mind, more pointed, more marked, because I think the Israelis think the time is running out. And I think, metrics like this really suggest that, they're probably right.
Okay, is it possible time is running out for this new Netanyahu government, where apparently a number of his independent right-wing party allies seem to be leaving the cabinet? And again, he maintains, I think it's, he has a 3-vote margin in the Knesset right now that is holding this government in power. And there's a great deal of controversy about whether Israel is going to appropriately punish a thuggish attack that occurred on the Palestinian village of Hawara, and the worsening violence going on in the West Bank, and all surrounded about this enormously controversial judicial reform that Netanyahu is trying to push through. How does all this relate, the conflict and domestic conflict in Israel, to the potential of some kind of effective either strike or diplomatic movement or some kind of defensive maneuver against Iran?
Right. Well, no, and I think you're absolutely right. The sort of the domestic scene in Israel is always fractious, but I think it's particularly fractious now. There's a tremendous amount of political turmoil. And I, for one, would not be surprised if the Netanyahu government falls, simply because the margin to retain power and the compromises necessary for the coalition to hold together are so great that you're beginning to see some pretty significant social tensions. But in my mind, in foreign policy terms, there's really two big ticket issues. One is the one you mentioned, the ability for the government, whatever government, even a caretaker government, to marshal a serious strategic plan to act independently against Iran. And I think if you look at the type of concrete planning that the last Israeli government did, the Bennett-Lapid unity government, and the planning that the Netanyahu government is doing now, I think there's much more continuity than change. I think whether it's the coalition is left or right or centrist, there is an understanding that Iran represents an existential threat to the Jewish state, and there's a willingness to make hard choices, if necessary, to do something about it. The second issue, though, and this is where I think the internal turmoil in Israel really sort of affects Israel's standing negatively, is in the context of the Abraham Accords, in the context of this unfolding normalization with the countries of the Gulf and countries like Morocco and North Africa, where these countries are building economic and increasingly political and cultural ties to Israel, but an Israel that is racked by internal divisions, where the government seems not to be representing the people, looks like less of a safe bet for these countries in terms of a strategic partner. And that's probably a perception that Netanyahu should be trying to avoid at all costs.
Well, what's interesting is he is being condemned again by some of his coalition partners for being too moderate, which was part of the reason that he managed to get elected this last time in the first place. Going back to the very first question, after 1 year of war in Ukraine, do you suspect that we will continue to be talking about a second anniversary of the war and looking forward to ongoing conflict? You said a protracted conflict. Is it likely to last more than another year and be part, very much part, of a heated U.S. election?
As a good friend of mine says, I'm not a futurist, I'm a historian, and even I get it wrong half the time. So I wouldn't hazard a guess. I think what we're looking at is, you know, there's quite a few people here in Washington that were surprised that the conflict has dragged on already for as long as it has, because, you know, we are sort of in this instant gratification culture, and we sort of presumed that the conflict was going to be brutish and short. It's turned out to be brutish for sure, but longer than most people anticipated. And I think, you know, the length of what we're looking at is how the correlation of forces look on the battlefield. If the Ukrainians really mount a significant counteroffensive, if the Russian forces are depleted, we could see a Russian fallback position that forces the Kremlin to negotiate sooner rather than later. We don't see that yet. However, if there's flagging support in the United States, if there's flagging support in Europe and the Ukrainians get pushed onto the back foot, I think the conflict is going to drag on for longer rather than less time.
That's Ilhan Berman. We will post some of his most recent commentary on our website at michaelmedved.com. That means it will also go out with the newsletter that is coming out on Friday, this Friday. Coming up on the Medved Show, we will talk about what's wrong with CPAC. I mean, why is this all of a sudden not the great conservative gathering place, conservative Woodstock people referred to it, though there are very few people nude at any of the 9 CPACs that I've been to. In fact, none. But there are lots of people in Revolutionary War outfits dressed up as Minutemen and Founding Fathers and marching around with the 13-star circular Betsy Ross flag, which has become an item of political incorrectness. So why now, really, Jair Bolsonaro? They've had Viktor Orban. They did a CPAC session that they held from Budapest, Hungary. They've identified with Marie Le Pen, who is part of a populist, very right-wing, also ran opposition party in France. Is CPAC growing into global significance or becoming more and more relevant only to a fringe of the larger conservative movement? We'll talk about that and much more. Tim Scott, with a speech, not quite an announcement of candidacy, but worth paying attention to. That and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedvedHistoryStore.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.